Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. What a great show we got ahead for you. Senator Ron Johnson, who time and again has been proven right on his concerns about the public health establishment, its decisions made, its decisions not made during the COVID-19 pandemic. He had another one of those moments earlier this week. That's when the FDA decided to settle with several scientists who got smeared when the FDA suggested doctors shouldn't be allowed to prescribe ivermectin as a therapeutic to treat people who were suffering from inflammation due to COVID-19. Well, the FDA, in a settlement, rescinded all of its efforts to block those doctors from having their free speech or making those recommendations to their patients. And once again, Ron Johnson, who put a light on this right in the middle of the pandemic, that we were putting all of our eggs in one cart and trying to put everything into these mRNA untested COVID-19 vaccines when other options were available, including therapeutic treatments. He's going to join us in the first half to talk about that, to talk about the spending craze in Washington, and also to talk about Hunter Biden and the corruption factor that we now know to be so prevalent in the influence peddling scheme that House Republicans have exposed as part of, you know, following our reporting and other reporting as well. So we're really excited that at the top of the show. In the second half, a former House Intelligence Committee chairman, former ambassador for the United States to Netherlands, the current Republican Party chairman in the state of Michigan, just took over a party that in Michigan's been in a little bit of disarray. Now it's getting back into shape. He's going to join us. I'm really excited about this. Ambassador Pete Hoekstra is going to be here. He is one of the wisest people I know in all of politics. And by the way, he's also somebody that has been highlighting the impact of the border crisis in Michigan. Michigan is a place where the border crisis is. He's also been highlighting the Chinese infiltration in Michigan, where these battery plants are being paid for China with taxpayer dollars, and public officials have agreed to non-disclosure agreements so they can't tell their voters what they discuss with this Chinese company. Those are extraordinary, extraordinary moments. And Ambassador Hoekstra has been doing a great job highlighting and educating Michigan voters about what's going on. He's going to react at the top, I hope, to the story we broke with our good friend Stephen Richards here at Just the News. A 25-year-old woman murdered and left on a roadside in Grand Rapids, Michigan this past weekend. The perpetrator, at least the one charged, an illegal alien from Mexico. And this isn't any illegal alien. He is sort of the poster child of all the things that can go wrong with the Democrat liberal open borders policies. He was a DACA recipient, meant he got into this country as a child and granted lawful residency here. He got thrown out of that residency because he allegedly committed a crime. I think it's drunken driving. He was deported by President Trump's administration in September 2020. He snuck back into the country. It doesn't appear through lawful ports, but maybe as someone who was a gotaway. And then he commits this murder, allegedly, police say, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ambassador Hoekstra is going to talk about that as well. So we got a good show with some newsy hooks that are all part of stories that we've been breaking here at Just the News and reporting at Just the News and keeping you apprised of at Just the News. I'm very excited about that. Now, before we take a quick commercial break, I also want to point out some stuff that happened today, because I think at the end of the day, you can often tell a presidential candidate's intentions, their goals, their values by where they go and when they go to places. And today we have the two front runners for the 2024 presidential election, both in New York City, but for very, very different reasons. President Biden is teaming up with President Obama and President Clinton. So the last three Democratic presidents all together raising money at a high-dollar fundraising dinner in Manhattan tonight. Hollywood celebrities and elites from all over the country coming for that super fiesta. While President Trump was in New York, but he didn't raise money, he went to the wake of the slain New York police officer who was killed by a group of men who had been let out of prison several times, bad actors for a long time. And he spent the day with the widow and one-year-old child of the fallen officer, a very different set of optics. And I say sometimes these choices that candidates make speak volumes to voters. They don't need a speech to figure out what's going on. They don't need a press release or a spin job from the podium. They can just see with their eyes. All right, Joe Biden goes to New York, raises money. President Trump goes to New York, consoles the family of a fallen officer. Why is that? Well, Joe Biden was a big part of the Democratic movement to do the defunding of police in some way. Certainly didn't stand up strongly and rebuke it when he was running in 2020. President Trump has consistently stood by police and, of course, has been endorsed by many police unions, both in 2020 and now 2024. And it was just a remarkable contrast. And as someone who covered political campaigns for a long time, these things have a way of manifesting and engaging and taking root in voters' minds in ways that an ad or a grip-and-grin visit or a speech can't do. And I think we ought to keep an eye on that. It's a dynamic we're going to be watching closely. The Back the Blue movement, which also has several ballot initiatives spreading across the country, the fallout from the Defund the Police movement, those are all real dynamics that are going to be in place in the next several weeks heading into the fall election. So really keep a close eye on that. All right, I'm really excited about today's conversation. We have a lot of fun things going on and also a lot of fun stories on Just the News. If you haven't had a chance to go check out Just the News today, there is lots of very important news. And I like some of the scoopiness of artists. First, let's get some really important breaking news out of the way. The old crypto entrepreneur and Democrat mega donor, Sam Bankman-Fried. Remember the guy that got convicted of financial fraud? He's going to spend 25 years in the big house. He was sentenced today to 25 years in federal prison. A lot of Democrats took his money, some Republicans too. And he'll go down in the annals alongside people like Bernie Madoff and others who carried out really large frauds with other people's money. I think that's really important. There are some other big stories that are out there and trending. A great story by my colleague Natalia Mittelstadt. Several states are working on trying to stop the process of squatting, where people use someone's home and refuse to go out. And this is becoming a bigger issue with illegal aliens. Why? Because there was a TikToker out there who was encouraging illegal immigrants to do this, to invade the homes, take them over, and then wait for a long time to be forced out. Well, Florida and other states, Ron DeSantis just signed a law. There are other states also getting in the process. They're going to be for sure passing laws to prevent that dynamic and put some new teeth in enforcement efforts on that. A really good story there. If you didn't have a chance to watch Just the News, No Noise, the television show last night, an extraordinary interview with James Comer explaining why he is launching a full-scale investigation into China's, what he said, is infiltration in American society, American corporate America, education, government. This is a scary, scary thing, and we're going to have a good version of this show adapted for the podcast on Monday. You're going to enjoy that on Monday after Easter, but some really important conversations there. One other important development, the House is going to send over the impeachment articles on Alejandro Mayorkas on the 10th. It's a formal transmission. And the very next day, yep, Chuck Schumer has finally agreed to have a Senate impeachment trial. That's a big, big deal and something I think probably should get a little more attention. So that broke today as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here in a second, and then we're going to get on to our great guests. I'm really looking forward to Ron Johnson and Pete Hoekstra, two guys that have been on the front lines of politics and security and common sense for a long time. Now, before we do that, just real quickly, you know I've been focused on my health. I've got several important weapons in my Get Healthy bag, and one of them is the great foods produced by my friends at Factor. Factor meals are exactly what I needed, because one of my excuses for not eating healthier, for going and getting a heart attack in a sack rather than eating healthy, was I didn't have the time. I don't have time to go shop and then wash the vegetables, cut up the vegetables, cook the meat, drain the fat, do all the things that you need to do to make sure that the meal you're eating is healthy and hitting your dietary requirements. But then along came Factor Meals, and they have produced these really tasty restaurant quality. These taste like you're going to a restaurant. They're fresh. They're not frozen. They're ready to heat. They've been personally chosen by dietitians. So they're approved by dietitians to make sure they're super healthy. And here's the thing. You take them out of the refrigerator, and in 2 minutes, you've microwaved them, and they are hot to eat. They're good to eat. They're healthy to eat. That was the solution I needed. I needed a 2-minute healthy, dietitian-approved restaurant quality meals. I use them all the time. They're great. So if you want to see, hey, will this help me out? Maybe they can get me on my path of healthy. You might be already trying the great stuff from Field of Greens, which I love as well. All you got to do to take advantage and try it one time, because I'm going to get you 50% off. You heard me right, 50% off. Head to factormeals.com, factormeals.com/justnews50. Use that just news with the number 50, because 50 is going to get you 50% off. When you check out, use the promo code justnews50, and voila, your first order is half off. That's unbelievable, right? You don't get anything half off in this inflated economy we have today. So go check it out today. Go say thank you to Factor for supporting Just the News. John Solomon reports, Just the News, no noise. And be sure to go and get a healthy meal. You're going to love them. They're delicious. I mean, I really feel like I've gone to the restaurant down the street, but it's only 2 minutes. And that is exactly the excuse I had to have eliminated. I don't have time for that. Now I do. So if you want to do the same thing and get restaurant quality, dietitian approved, healthy meals that are delicious to eat in 2 minutes to cook, go one more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Factormeals.com/justnews50. And then when you check out, use the justnews50 promo code to get 50% off, half off your order. Go do it today and say thank you to Factor. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our exclusive interview with Ron Johnson.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. The FDA settled with doctors who felt they were disparaged because the FDA basically attacked anyone who thought of using ivermectin as a therapeutic to treat COVID-19. What's happening? The COVID-19 story that we were given in 2020 continues to unravel. Why? Because of the great work of people like our next guest, Senator Ron Johnson, has relentlessly and tirelessly fought back to make America smarter and better for the next pandemic by forcing us to learn from our last failures in the last pandemic. And he's joining us right now. Senator, great to have you today.
Well, John, great to be back on.
So you were the very first political leader I ever talked to who had the notion that maybe we should not focus solely on vaccines and look at therapeutics. You fought through all of the misinformation on ivermectin and other therapeutics that were working but were being kept from the American people. the last few weeks have given us some pretty extraordinary moments. Let's start with the FDA settlement with those doctors. Pretty big reversal. And my guess is they settled because discovery would have been embarrassing for the FDA.
It would have. And I'm sure that's the reason the FDA decided to settle. It was, I think, very unsatisfying for doctors in the medical freedom movement. But I understand why they decided to settle, too. When you're up against the United States government that has unlimited legal resources, I mean, they'll just bleed you dry. Yeah. So I think those doctors decided that at least the tacit admission by the FDA by pulling down all the negative information they had on ivermectin was probably about as good as you're going to get. They also probably see, you know, my attempts to, for example, just get the unredacted emails from Anthony Fauci, that I've been trying to do that for 3 years, and they're still not giving those things up. So I'm sure they were somewhat skeptical that the federal government probably wouldn't even honor the rules of discovery on this thing as well. So again, it's a step. It's not a very satisfying step from many respects, because we really do need to expose exactly what happened here.
Yeah.
You know, why did they sabotage the use of virtually every generic drug? You know, Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, so they had to destroy that right off the bat, even though they were talking about that being effective against the SARS-like virus back in 2004, 2005. It was in their playbook to use hydroxychloroquine, but they had to sabotage that. Then, you know, corticosteroids, until there was a study coming out from the UK. I know Pierre Corey testified before my committee talking about corticosteroids. He was vilified for it until that study came out. And then, of course, my two hearings with McCulloch and Harvey Risch and George Fried, and then finally with Pierre Corey on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Again, this is before we had an emergency use authorization on the vaccine. I mean, why would we ignore generic medicines, you know, these different molecules that could have been helpful? And let's face it, 20-some percent of drugs are prescribed off-label. You know, the doctors look at the mechanism, and it's up to the doctor to decide whether this would be good for the patient, not the bureaucrats of the FDA. And that's probably the best part of that ruling, is the judge is, you know, basically saying that the FDA does not have the authority to tell doctors how to practice medicine.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. And it follows the same pattern of the FBI and others trying to impose speech restrictions where they don't have that authority either. It's remarkable what happened in that moment. One of the most extraordinary things that the FDA did, and it comes out in the settlement a little bit, they were trying to scare people away from using ivermectin, suggesting it was only for horses. That's one of the most disingenuous attacks on a legitimate medicine I ever saw in my career. Is there any long-term way to punish, beyond what's already happened, those who actually put that really false, misleading information out there?
Well, I hope so. And again, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning drug. I mean, it's saved, you know, countless people from river blindness. It's being explored right now, potentially used for cancer treatments. Again, it's a unbelievable molecule, but it's denigrated. And by the way, also very, very safe. It's been used, you know, I don't know how many doses, millions, billions probably.
Yeah.
Very safe drug, as is hydroxychloroquine. But in terms of holding people accountable, I mean, you know, I don't have a chairmanship right now, so I don't have subpoena authority. If we win the majority, I would be the chairman of the permanent subcommittee investigations, has the strongest subpoena power of any committee in the Senate, because we're supposed to be the premier investigatory body. But you know, I only have 5 staff members. That's how unserious the Senate is about investigations. But
yeah,
I've been biding my time writing more than 60 oversight letters to these federal health agencies to lay the foundation for real hearings and real discovery.
Yeah.
And you could rest assured that I will go after this with tenacity.
There's no doubt. I have no doubt. I've watched your work in Chronicle. We've covered all the hearings. We've learned so much.
My doctors say that hundreds of thousands of Americans probably lost their lives because they weren't offered early treatment. Instead, they were offered remdesivir and a ventilator. Mm-hmm. And that was not, let's just put it lightly, that was not successful.
No. No, that's exactly right. In fact, potentially detrimental. I want to ask a little bit about a comment that Dr. McCullough, who's been one of the star witnesses at your very important hearings, said on the show last week. He said that there was ample evidence to pull the mRNA vaccines from the marketplace by 2021. That's a really shocking comment. It's not shocking if you're following your work, but I think a lot of people said, oh my gosh, what's he saying? Do you agree with this comment? And do you think there's any learnings going on in the current public health establishment to try to reassess what they got wrong?
No, I think in public health agencies, they're just trying to cover these things up. I mean, they can't afford to admit they were wrong on this.
Yeah.
No, I started questioning Francis Collins in about April of 2021 when I started looking at the VAERS report, which they initially touted as being a phenomenal safety surveillance system. If somebody missed a couple of days' work, they're going to be on the phone talking to that individual. I mean, that was total BS. But at that point, there were like some 3,000 or 4,000 deaths. 46% of those deaths were occurring on the day of vaccination or within 1 or 2 days. So any other drug, any other vaccine that showed those early safety signals would have been pulled. But again, they had this, you know, just maniacal desire to roll out this mRNA platform. And you talked to McCulloch that they've been trying to do this since 2012. I saw the 2019 interview with Fauci and Rick Bright, a panel at Milken Institute, saying they're bemoaning the fact that we don't have a universal vaccine program. And flu just isn't doing it. Probably require a vaccine or a pandemic. Well, they got their pandemic. So again, this is all about rolling out this mRNA, very profitable vaccine platform. They've been throwing this thing up for more than a decade, just waiting to roll it out for the next pandemic so we could nip these things in the bud. It just never did adequate testing. It failed every time it was tried earlier, but they decided to roll it out for billions of people, completely inadequately tested.
Yeah, that is remarkable. That's a remarkable legacy. They've used a crisis to create a marketing campaign for something that wasn't yet proven. It's amazing. So I want to turn to another subject that you lead so eloquently, and that is the insanity of spending in Washington. You fight it every day, but oftentimes your own Republican colleagues abandon you. But Joe Biden, I think, has violated one of the third rail rules of politics, which is never proposed a tax increase in an election year. But his new budget puts $5.5 trillion, I think it is, in new taxes on the American people, on American business. Does this come around to bite him in the election?
I hope so. I hope what really bites him is just how he's put America on a very dangerous path.
Yeah.
Open borders, the 40-year high inflation because of massive deficit spending, you know, the war on fossil fuels, the weakness internationally. You know, that's what really ought to bite him. But you know, they'll certainly justify the tax increase by lying to the American people, saying, well, we're only going to tax the wealthy. We're only going to tax, you know, corporations. Well, corporations, they're not humans. I mean, they just pass that tax increase along in higher prices. So it's actually, you know, American citizens that pay for that tax increase when you increase taxes on businesses. So again, they'll try and get the American public to believe that they're only going to tax the wealthy. We all pay the price. And of course, we're all paying the price for their massive deficit spending. A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth only 84 cents.
Amazing.
That damage has been done. That pain isn't going away anytime soon. And that's really why the electorate is so surly. They are feeling the pain of Democrat governance in the Biden administration.
Yeah. So important to keep reminding them of that loss of buying power because it is real. So I want to talk to finish on another subject where you were the leader in 2020. You and Senator Grassley did the initial work. It was called a conspiracy theory at the time. Today, it's all true. But Hunter Biden's grifting influence peddling operation clearly was extensive. And one of the things that I think is unexplored yet or unresolved is, should the president, then the vice president, have gotten intelligence briefings called defensive briefings to warn him about his family? And if he did, how important is that for the American people to know before they vote in the 2024 election?
Well, first of all, we know that Amos Hochstein had concerns and told the vice president about this. And he suggested they set up a meeting with Hunter. I mean, that was in our report. So, you know, we know that Joe Biden knew about this. We know that he knew the State Department was concerned about what Hunter was doing in Ukraine. You know, this, again, all this, the corruption of the Biden family is so obvious. But again, they've got their allies in the mainstream media, and they're going to continue to cover up for the Biden right through Election Day.
Yeah, that, I think, is one of the most serious problems in the story. Yet it does seem like the story is getting around to the American people. AP Newark poll, just a couple of weeks ago, I think it said, found 65 or 67% of Americans, nearly two-thirds, said that Joe Biden, they now believe Joe Biden did something illegal or unethical. That's exactly what you were able to prove in 2020. Satisfying to know that the American people got it in spite of the media?
They have. I mean, the truth is kind of hard to suppress, but I'm just wondering what's wrong with the other 35% of the American public that doesn't see it, yeah, that aren't aware.
Wow. A lot to think about, don't you think? Well, we're going to give you a commercial break to mull everything over. And when we come back, we're going to have another interview just as enlightening. Stay tuned.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. If you were reading just the news yesterday, you saw this extraordinary story. It has echoes of Lake and Riley or so many other crimes that we've seen. The mom and daughter killed out in the Dakotas by an illegal alien. The crime committed by these bad actors crossing the border illegally and then doing bad actions on our soil grow by day. The victims keep piling up. The outrage piles up and the silence from the Biden White House also piles up at the same time. They're simply not engaged in addressing what Americans are most careful. But this case was in Michigan. It has all the elements of the continuum of open border policies that Democrats stand for. A young man got into the country under President Obama's DACA. He committed some crimes here, so he got kicked out of the country under DACA. It's hard to do, but if you get kicked out under DACA, you've done something bad. In this case, I think it was intoxicated driving. Then he sneaks back into the country. There's no record of him entering through official ports. So he most likely is a gotaway, comes back into the country, and he kills a 25-year-old woman. He's charged with killing a 25-year-old woman in Michigan. Deja vu all over again. Our next guest, well, he's the former House Intelligence Committee chairman, former ambassador to the Netherlands, one of the smartest guys I know in this country when it comes to national security. And now he's taken on a very big mission of being the new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, which is rebuilding itself. Joining me right now, Ambassador Pete Hoekstrom. Mr. Ambassador, good to have you back on the show.
John, it is always great to be with you.
This Michigan case has so many elements of the left's wish list, except for the consequence, right? Another American citizen killed by someone who shouldn't have been in the country, but DACA, deportation, got away, now murder charge. The toll just keeps rolling up, doesn't it?
It really does. And the interesting thing here is, this incident occurred. This murder took place in Kent County, Grand Rapids, Michigan. In about 3 weeks, there will be an individual who will be sentenced for a very similar crime, very similar circumstances, for a murder that was committed last year, so a year ago. And here we go again. It's, one case is bad enough. It could be, this was an incident. Two cases a year apart, along with the other similar cases around the country. This is developing into a trend, and the American people, I think, are becoming outraged by this. I mean, it's very clear. I mean, we've let into the country what, close to 10 million folks crossing our southern border in the last 3.5 years, and We don't know a lot about who these folks are, but we do know that a lot of them are dangerous. I was talking to Chad Wolf yesterday, and about this case, he says, Pete, the people coming across the border, the vast majority of them are military-age men, 19 to 35, and they could, if they came in legally and they went through the screening, they could be huge contributors to America's economy and our future. But when they come across the border illegally, they pose a threat. They pose a threat to our citizens, and here we see it one more time.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yesterday, we had Dan Hoffman on the show, former CIA officer, former station chief for the CIA in Moscow, one of our best intelligence officers. And he said the open border was the ultimate Achilles heel for the United States right now. When you look at it from a national security vantage point, and clearly that's true because terrorists can get across and bad actors can get across and military age men. But there's just also these sort of bad actors who couldn't get through the regular system if we were following the law, because they have convictions, they have deportations, and they're just flowing in as the gotaways, and the people that are the victim of them are everyday citizens getting killed in these sort of heinous crimes. What is the sentiment right now? We've seen some polling in Michigan. Immigration seems to be the number one issue, even though you're thousands of miles, or certainly hundreds of miles away from the southern border. Immigration is going to play all the way to November, isn't it?
It really is, along with the economic issues. You know, the Biden administration, Gretchen Whitmer, they have almost a religious zeal for open borders. But the other thing that they have a religious zeal for is electric vehicles. Well, those are going to devastate the automobile industry in Michigan. We are the largest, you know, auto manufacturing state in the country. You know, we're replacing skilled machinists, skilled tool and die workers with slave labor out of China, out of Africa, who are mining the lithium for these electric vehicles. And so, you know, Michigan is ripe for, you know, a Trump agenda, a Republican agenda, a rule of law agenda. I think we've got a really good chance of winning Michigan. And, you know, the tragic situation in Grand Rapids over the weekend just points out why this immigration issue is catching the attention of so many American people. I mean, it's West Michigan, okay? It's where I come from. We don't expect people to, you know, leave their home on a Friday night and then, you know, not make it home because they've been shot and killed. It just, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, left on a highway side of the road, just the most heinous way to die. There is a lot of opportunity for the Republican Party of Michigan to grow into constituencies that used to belong to the Democratic Party or often belong to the Democratic Party. Auto workers clearly already very concerned in moving in President Trump's direction. But Hispanics, African Americans, you see Asian Americans, there is a large departure of the constituency of Joe Biden from 2020. What, as the new leader, someone taking over a party, had some rough spots, but now seems to have its momentum back. What are the keys to getting Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, suburban moms, and others who might have been with the Joe Biden coalition in 2020 back into the Trump coalition?
I'll tell you right now, Joe Biden is the biggest recruiter for the Republican Party in the state of Michigan. The mandates that came out last week on electric vehicles, okay, that just accelerated the flow of union workers to the Republican Party. And this is not the, I'm the head of the Michigan Republican Party. I'm not claiming this, but, you know, it was the head of the UAW who a few weeks ago said, hey, a lot of my union members are not going to vote for Joe Biden. They don't like electric vehicles, and they don't like paying, you know, $3.50, $3.75 for a gallon of gas. Suburban moms, I'll tell you, they're watching what's going on with crime and security in their communities. African Americans, Hispanics, they recognize that, you know, in the 4 years under Donald Trump, they had it a whole lot better than what they have it under Joe Biden. I mean, these are folks they work hard, and just like all Americans, we have seen our disposable income totally eaten up by inflation. And so you put all of these things together, and it's, you're getting a new majority coalition in America that includes traditional Republicans. It includes minority groups. It includes union members. What are we going to do? We're going to go out, and we're going to tell the story. We're going to tell the story what it was like under Donald Trump, what it was like under Joe Biden. And we don't have to do much talking about what it was like under Joe Biden, because they're living it right now and they don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And no matter how many times you tell them, or Joe Biden tells them, yes, everything's fine. It feels good. You don't understand it. They understand it. They know what it costs to go to the grocery store to pay the rent or the energy bills, not just your gas bills, but your energy bills with all of these new mandates. It's gotten so expensive. You can't explain your way out of it. I want to ask a little bit about the possibility that the Democratic vote not only will gravitate to Trump, but also could be splintered further because there could be three or four Democrats on the ticket. You could have an RFK. You're going to have Jill Stein. You're going to have the Harvard Law professor. And that all of those give Democrats a place to go and protest Joe Biden if they're not happy. That makes it the job for Joe Biden even tougher in a place like Michigan, right?
It really does. But, you know, again, as these folks come in to the, you know, come on the ballot, what it does is there's a lot of disgruntled Democrats. And, you know, some of them are going to go to new candidates as a protest vote. But, you know, I'll tell you, we can't worry about what the other side's doing. All right. If it makes it harder for Joe Biden, so be it. But we've got to go out and earn the vote. And I think that we will win because of the message that Republicans are putting out there in terms of economics, in terms of security and those types of things. And, you know, I did another interview recently where we're talking about these things, and we never even got to talking about foreign policy. You know, a war in the Middle East, a war between Ukraine and Russia. And I thought the most remarkable thing that happened in the last week, the president of Mexico scolding America and saying, if you don't implement this, if you don't lift the sanctions from Venezuela, if you don't lift the sanctions from Cuba, if you don't send $20 billion of foreign aid down to Central America, we're not going to help you on the border. And it's like, wow, the president of Mexico is scolding the United States of America and scolding our president and dictating to them what, and dictating to us what we need to do if we expect to get his help. It's like, wow, haven't we gone 180 degrees in a different direction? I mean, it's unheard of. The president of Mexico scolding us.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's what we've seen time and time again. There is a lot of discussion about whether Michigan is really aiding and abetting the communist China plan to supplant the United States. These battery factories have become such an important flashpoint. Not so much where people don't want the jobs or the battery, but because of what we now know, there were these insane agreements that wouldn't allow political leaders to talk about what they knew about the deal to their constituents, basically a gag order. And then China clearly getting billions or millions of dollars. And now I think the auto industry realizing that these batteries are going to go to make cars in China, not in the United States. How important is it that these that the public sentiment is turned on these factories right at a moment when Whitmer and Biden were putting their future stake in them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, again, thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Gretchen Whitmer, providing $4 billion of Michigan taxpayer money to build these plants, $400 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Michigan. The locals voted out a township board and replaced them with all anti-Goshen leaders into this township board. Goshen has responded with two lawsuits suing the board and also suing the property owner who sold them the land. And as you said, these non-disclosure agreements that our legislators and even a woman, one of our congresswomen who now wants to be in the U.S. Senate, she signed a non-disclosure agreement. Think about it. The Communist Chinese Party forced American legislators to sign non-disclosure agreements so that they could give $4 billion to the Chinese Communist Party. The world is upside down.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be even able to tell their own constituents why they did it. They're actually hampered in being able to communicate. They subjugated their constituents' interests to China's interest. It's really remarkable.
It really, really is. And, you know, we're going to win on these. I know we're going to win up in Big Rapids. That plan is going to stop. I love grassroots America. I mean, these folks are really, really smart. And they see, when they see a bad deal, they can sniff it out a lot quicker than the people in Lansing or the people in Washington.
Yeah, no, the American people and the Michigan voters are so perceptive, and I think that they're not going to have their wool pulled over their eye in any scenario. You wrote, and I think there's a bigger picture, and this is where your extraordinary experience in the as an ambassador, as a House Intelligence Committee chairman, a really great column in Gatestone about how much China's warfare against the United States has escalated, whether it's the warning we had on our site a week ago about China hacking into our water infrastructure, to the psyops that are being run through TikTok against our children, to the chemical warfare being carried out against our young adults with the marijuana to opioid to fentanyl lifespan. China really is the single biggest adversary. And I think for a long time, Americans didn't fully absorb that. But it seems like in the last 18 months or so, we're really understanding China intends to knock us off our peg unless we get our game together. How serious are the gains that China has made on our own soil right now?
Oh, I think the gains are tremendous. You know, the Chinese Competition Threat Committee in the House of Representatives has pointed this out. China is infiltrating us at all levels. You know, if they made a move against Taiwan today, I think there are large swaths of our infrastructure, whether it's our water supplies, our electrical grid, or whatever. I think they could turn it off at a dime. We are so vulnerable, and then that then creates the real dilemma for our policymakers. If we lose a part of the grid, right? Who was really responsible? Can we really prove it? How do we respond? And those types of things. And so, China's preparing for war, and they're preparing for it in a very, very unconventional way, but that could be just, if not more, devastating than a physical attack.
Yeah. Their investment in non-kinetic warfare dwarfs ours, and the gains they've made in it is really extraordinary. And the cyber side of it for sure, the info wars for sure, it is remarkable. Your column is really a masterpiece, because I think anyone who reads it gets in 1,000 words just how far the Chinese have come. James Comer was on our show last night, and he said China has infiltrated in America in ways that most Americans have not fully appreciated. And that word infiltrate is such an important word. They're here on our shore doing extraordinary things, and we don't seem to have a response. China will be on the ballot in November, won't it?
Absolutely. Under Donald Trump, I served for Donald Trump in the Netherlands, and, China was one of our top three priorities. One was, Russia. The second one was things like the Nord Stream pipeline, Europe getting dependent on Russian oil and gas. Right up there with it was the threat from China, because, interestingly enough, the Dutch have probably the most advanced chip manufacturing company in the world, located right there in the Netherlands. They make the most advanced machines, and the Dutch and the U.S., our intelligence communities, our business communities and governments, they very, very much looked at the issue. They looked at the threat, and they moved forward with a coordinated strategy to make sure that there was no technology transfer from that company to the Chinese. Really a great example of international cooperation against the threat from China. Those are the kinds of things that Mike Pompeo, that Donald Trump asked us to do as ambassadors when we served overseas.
It's amazing. Yeah, these are the difference in proactive policy against China between the Trump years and the Biden years is so extraordinary. And that's why someone like FBI Director Chris Wray is really jumping up and down when he gets before Congress, which is we are in grave danger, and it doesn't seem like the leadership is dialed into the danger. Really remarkable moment. Mr. Ambassador, it is always great to have you on. You are, you understand not only the political landscape and the shifting tectonic plates, but also the national security threats this country faces. It's always an honor to get your wisdom on this show.
Hey, thank you. You're very kind. Always great to talk to you. Thanks, John.
Okay, we'll be in touch real soon. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.